Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. A few minutes past 4 p.m. Skip Weber is in. Weber Chevrolet is the sponsor of Weber's World, which we pretty much always do Sweet 16, although we are going to venture out into some other things to do. Good to see you, my friend.
Yeah, once I can start being here on a regular basis.
Yeah, that's all right. You've had your hands full.
Once a month, might as well just do Sweet 16, right?
Yeah, right. It's only 12 a year.
Exactly.
We can do that.
No, I've kind of missed you guys. It's been cool. And I haven't been out of town the whole time, but man, it's been just the times didn't line up. Like last week, I think there was one day I could do it, and you guys had something else going on. Oh man, it's just a
yeah.
So
yeah,
but it's all right. But this is my favorite thing to do, man. I'm glad to be back.
I'm glad to have you.
And hopefully everything's going well with you guys. Yeah. I haven't even.
You cut your hair.
Don't remind me.
Oh, no.
That's why all my answers will be stupid. I lost all my power.
It does look good.
Did you go back and forth a lot on
no,
it before?
No, I was asked to finally cut.
Okay.
Yeah. It needed to be trimmed, okay? Since December of 23,
mm-hmm.
I have had it trimmed so it wasn't wild twice without losing any length.
Yeah.
So that's a long time.
Yeah.
And it was growing and growing. I loved it. Oh, man, did I love it. I felt so young. I felt like I was 20 years younger. And so I told my wife, I'm going to get a cut. She goes, well, let's go back to where you were. Yeah, or something like that. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she didn't tell you, please don't
yeah.
do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah. No, and she didn't demand it. She said, could you do it? I said, yeah, we can do that. So,
yeah.
So.
At least you have the option.
Right. Now I can keep, she's going to let me just let it grow again. So
yeah.
Here we go.
No one has noticed or said anything to me, which kind of hurts my feelings, but I've been growing out my bangs for a year now. So, yeah.
I noticed that.
Thank you. I'm going for curtain bangs.
I didn't know. I haven't been here enough. I was trying to remember if that's how you were or not.
Yeah, right. I don't remember him,
I don't remember him
being parted in the middle like that.
Something's different. Something about the way it frames his face.
What is it? So today we're going to do the Sweet 16 of Best School Movies. And the Sweet 16 is basically, just like the Sweet 16 in basketball, we'll put our submissions up and then we'll vote together on getting it to the Elite Eight and the Final Four, then the best school movie of all time. Then it'll take on our super winner, which we, did we change it last time?
Yeah, we did.
Did we do it without Skip?
We did.
Okay, what did we change it?
Well, it was last week's winner of
right.
the best bite.
Well, you'll have to okay it.
It was the best bite.
The best bite. Or sip of food.
Yeah.
And what was the winner? We need Rachel.
It was the best. She wouldn't remember it either.
No, she hasn't written down like a grown up.
She always texted it to everybody.
Yeah. Did she text it to the crew?
She did not this time though.
No, because I didn't get it.
It's her fault. Yeah.
Dang
too many
it.
Fun blaming everything on Rachel for two
Dang
weeks.
It, Rachel.
So here's my question about this week.
Yes.
This week, there's a ton of movies that have a school in them. But maybe less than half the movie is actually takes place in school. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that we probably have some of those in this. Just
yeah,
so you
your
know.
Discretion.
Yeah, exactly.
It's your discretion.
I'm not even, I'm just saying that's going to be, that may come up.
By the way, are you a Napoleon Dynamite guy?
I kind of like it.
So we had Uncle Rico on the show.
Oh, really?
He was great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
He was the coolest guy.
I think that would be very cool.
He was just like a normal guy.
To me, it wasn't the be-all, end-all of comedy movies, but I did like it. Yeah. I laughed to it, and I can watch it again.
Yeah.
It's not something that it's 10 minutes in the movie. I'm leaving it on and watching the whole way through.
Yeah.
It's not that kind of movie for me. But I certainly, there's people that really dislike it or don't understand it, and I'm not one of those. I mean, I caught you a delicious bass. Those kinds of lines, those that aren't even really jokes, but they crack me up. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Okay, lead us off.
Well, for me, there's one movie. It's on my top, probably my top five, definitely my top 10 of all time, mm-hmm. of all movies. So there's that movie and then everything else
is
going to be for me. And that is Dead Poets Society.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
There's something about that movie. Even if it didn't have the ending it did,
mm-hmm.
the shots where it showed Robin Williams' teaching method,
mm-hmm.
The shots where the kids came into realizations, and I mean the conversations with Robin Williams and the other teachers, showing how he cared about the kids.
Yeah.
And I mean, to me, it's just one of my favorite movies. Period.
It's one of my favorites too, but I have to really be ready for it. It's so deep.
I can't.
Yeah, it's a big movie.
I can't make it through.
It's not a casual watch.
We talked about the powerful times. I can't make it through the ending of it.
Yeah.
I still can't make it through the ending without.
Yeah. For
totally
sure.
Falling apart.
Yeah. Wheels.
Dazed and Confused.
There you go.
Oh, it's a great one.
Such a good movie.
Yes, that's a good one.
Andrew.
That's a good one.
I will, in honor of what we were just talking about, I'm going to say Napoleon Dynamite.
Cool.
Yeah.
There you go.
That was on my list.
It was not on mine. I had thought about it, but, you know, I didn't know.
I'm going to put a really weird one up first, and it's not my favorite. It's dorky. It's trashy. But I saw it as a kid, and I loved it, and that's Grease.
I loved it. Fits perfectly.
It fits perfectly.
Yeah. I was going to do that one for sure.
I was in junior high, I think.
Yeah, most girls I know like that movie.
Thank you. I wanted to be a T-Bird in the worst way.
I kind of always liked it. I have tried to see. My wife loved it, okay? We have tried to see that movie. On Broadway, not on Broadway, but on stage. We've tried to see it at the Fox. We tried to see it at the Muni. We've tried to, and it just doesn't stick.
No,
none of them.
I think it was a great movie. I don't think it's a great story.
We have not stayed to the end of any attempt we've watched.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah, we just because she loves the movie, and it's just.
I also had a huge crush on Rizzo, who I later found out was like 47 years old when she played that part.
Yeah.
So
she's like, "Come here, kids."
Yeah.
It's back. Like Steve Buscemi.
Yeah.
Hello, fellow kids.
Back to Skip.
School of Rock.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yep.
Yeah, that is good. I didn't want to like that. I like Jack Black now, but when he first came out, I'm like, I don't know about this guy.
I think it's his best movie.
I think so too.
That is one. 10 minutes in, I'm watching it to the end. I love it.
Yeah. Wheels.
Breakfast Club.
Good one.
There we go.
What do you think about the whole conspiracy theory that Ali Sheedy's the only person there? And she's dreaming up everything else.
I mean,
huh?
Yeah, you haven't heard that?
Yeah, that's a fan. It's a fan theory. Yeah.
Oh man!
Every movie has its own fan theories, and I don't buy it, but it's interesting because everybody is basically a cliche of a clique group, right?
Yeah.
What is it? Was that John Hughes or who's?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I don't think he would have written it that way.
Okay.
I think he I don't know that, but the way he wrote his movies, especially his Pretty in Pink and Breakfast Club and those. Types, he loved to get the clicks and make a commentary on it, and that's what the movie is.
Yeah.
There's really only minor resolution. It's a commentary on high school life at that time.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
They kind of nailed it too.
Yeah.
Oh my God, did they nail it? Yeah.
Andrew,
21 Jump Street.
Hmm. Oh,
the new Channing one. Tatum. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. One of the funniest movies. I have ever seen.
Let's see. How about? I'm really going to ingrain myself with the being a woman here. But how about 16 Candles?
That was good.
I like that.
That was good.
Yeah.
It's very much in the
John Hughes,
the Breakfast Club kind of. That's all the same.
Really wanted a Long Duck Dong spinoff. Yeah. One of the best characters of all time.
Yeah, but you couldn't do that character in this way.
No, you could not.
And it was the same time or so that he was in Volunteers with Tom Hanks and John Candy.
Oh, yeah.
He was hilarious then, too. Yeah. And for just that brief moment, man, what a great, was to me, what a great comic actor. Then I don't know if he's been anything else since.
Yeah.
Skip.
Okay. I got so many here. I'm going to ask if you've seen this one, okay? And if you haven't, I got plenty of others. Have you seen the movie called The Way Back? It's Ben Affleck as a high school basketball coach.
Oh, no, didn't see that one.
Mm-mm. Haven't heard of it.
It got really great reviews.
It's great. It is really,
he
really,
is
really
a
good.
Recovering alcoholic, is that right?
Recovering alcoholic that became an alcoholic and estranged from his wife because they had a young son, like 3 or 4 year old son, die. So it just messed up his life, and he goes back to his old high school, and they hire him. I don't remember exactly why, but it was not really intended. And all, next thing you know, he's coaching their basketball team, and he was the star of that team when he was young. And he teaches them a whole new way to look at stuff, and it's fantastic.
I'll check it out.
So with that not being, how about Taps?
Oh, what a great movie. Yeah.
And all those guys.
God, that was a great movie.
Before they were big. Sean Penn and Tom Cruise was in it. Timothy Hutton was the big guy.
Yeah, he was the star at the time. Yeah,
the other two were unknown, and they kind of eclipsed him. Yeah, what a great.
George C. Scott.
I got to go watch that again. That was great.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Really was.
It's a good movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go the exact opposite.
Okay.
Super bad.
There you go.
Mick Lovin.
Andrew.
I will say Heather's.
Never seen it.
Really? Go somewhere else, something else then. How about Ferris Bueller?
Yeah.
I had that too. That was one of the ones I thought, that takes place school some, but it's mainly not. But yeah, it's
a good, but it is about skipping school,
course,
right?
Of course. Yeah. It definitely qualifies. It's just, you know.
It's not his day off from the mines.
So my almost could call this a John Hughes.
God, so many of them. Yeah.
I mean, he was kind of the master of this genre.
Of high school.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Carrie. Yeah.
That's a good call.
That's a very good call.
That never even crossed my mind, but that fits perfectly.
That's awesome.
I wasn't thinking horror, but that's definitely nailing it.
Yeah. How many we need?
Four more?
We need
one each.
Okay.
Man, I'm in trouble because I've got two of my all-time favorite movies, but they're only peripherally on school. And then I've got three that I think just massively belong on here. So I'm going to go, I'll go with the comedy and all of it. Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That was my next pick.
I would say I got two more on my list. That's one of them.
Yeah. You can have my next one because I'm kind of tap sitting.
All right. I'm going with the American Pie.
Didn't see it.
Oh, no. Then I got to pick something else.
No, I mean, if these guys saw it.
No, it's going to be weird if we, because there's only four of us. It makes it weird to go that route. So I got to decide between an old school classic. Actually, we might need a ruling on this.
Okay.
Does Harry Potter qualify?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll just go the original, but that'll count for the other ones.
No, that's a good one.
I was on my list with an asterisk. Right. It's all about Hogwarts.
It's basically a magic version of Dead Poets.
Yeah.
It's a boarding school.
Combined with Superbad.
Yeah. Andrew?
Friday Night Lights.
Ooh,
that was another one. That was like, really kind of a little bit more of a coaching movie, but great. Yeah.
Yeah. Skip, I'll give you mine.
Well, it still doesn't make it any easier. Have you ever seen School Ties with Brendan Fraser?
Yes, that was a great movie.
Let's throw
a lot
that
like
one
Taps.
In there. Yeah.
Same vibe. I mean, different story, but same vibe.
And once again, a lot of guys like Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, who were unknown at the time.
Yeah.
And I think it was Brendan Fraser and Chris O'Donnell.
Yeah,
bigger.
They were the big stars,
than Matt Damon and Ben Affleck at the time. Yeah,
I'm gonna take a break here and come back.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm gonna bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, guys. DGS here with Skip Weber. Weber Chevrolet is a sponsor of the Sweet 16. We're doing Best School Movies. Time to vote. Dead Poets Society versus Superbad. See, that could be the final.
Damn, yeah.
Drama versus comedy.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Dead Poet.
Dead for me.
Superbad.
Do what you need to do. We can go to Roger.
No, I know. I think I got to go Dead Poets Society. I love Superbad, but Dead Poets Society's... like, objectively better.
Okay. Napoleon Dynamite versus Carrie.
Oh, man.
Napoleon.
I'm going to go Carrie. I love Napoleon Dynamite. Don't get me wrong. Carrie's a great horror movie.
Napoleon.
Okay, we'll make it a tie to Roger Brand.
Yeah, I'll stick with Napoleon. That's a great movie.
Oh, right. I'm surprised. You're such a classics guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I tend to, when I, for some reason, every movie I think of, except for Dead Poets Society, which I did love, but almost all of them seem to be comedies that are high school related, like Better Off Dead. That was a great movie, too.
Want my $2.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Want my $2. I was afraid of that kid. School of Rock versus Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
School of Rock.
I'll say School of Rock.
I'll make it another tie. I thought Harry Potter was a good submission.
I never got into Harry Potter. Sorry. Love School of Rock.
All right. School of Rock moves on. 21 Jump Street versus School Ties with Brendan Fraser.
Ooh, School Ties.
Give me School Ties.
Yeah, Ties. That was a good movie.
Yeah, it was.
16 Candles versus Friday Night Lights.
Ooh, give me 16 Candles.
Donger needs food.
Oh, pretty girlfriend.
I like 16 Candles a lot, but that Friday Night Lights, I was living. I mean, I was living in Texas during that. I remember when they were writing that. I remember when the Sports Illustrated article came out. That always got me. I'm going Friday Night.
Okay,
we need our friend Roger. What do you think, Rog?
I love the book Friday Night Lights. Didn't see the movie, but I did love 16 Candles.
All right, Breakfast Club versus Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, my God.
Could also be the finals.
Yeah, it could. I go Breakfast Club.
Same.
I'm going Fast Times.
I'm going to go Fast Times, too.
Yeah,
this is Roger Day.
Call, man.
Oh, Roger, so sorry.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High, man.
Right.
If you're here and I'm here, isn't it our time?
Grease versus Ferris Bueller.
Bueller.
I'm going to say Grease.
Hate musicals.
I love Grease. I like musicals.
I'm going to say Bueller, too.
Yeah, Bueller moves on. Dazed and Confused versus Taps.
As much as I love Dazed, I got Taps was.
I'm gonna go Dazed, but that's a hard
one. I'm going
one.
Taps.
Taps is great.
I'll go Taps.
Okay. Try and get a couple more. Dead Poet Society versus Napoleon Dynamite.
What a weird contrast. Napoleon.
They're almost the same movie.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh.
Go Dead. Make me a quesadilla.
Dead.
Dead.
I'm going to go Dynamite.
Raj?
Yeah, Dynamite.
Oh, that's an upset.
I literally had already written Dead Poets Society.
Did you really?
Yeah. School of Rock versus School Ties.
School of Rock.
Ooh. Oh, man. Rock. School Ties.
I'm going to go School Ties also.
Roger again.
School of Rock.
16 Candles versus Fast Times.
16 Candles.
Fast Times.
Fast Times.
Fast Times moves on.
Spicoli wins.
Ferris Bueller versus Taps.
Taps, baby.
Taps.
All right, there is your final four. We will do that when we come back. Quick break, DGS. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Tuesday to you. Skip Weber is here, the sponsor of Sweet 16, down to the Final Four. And Skip was just reminding me, I feel like I've been friends with Skip since high school. But it goes back to 25 years that Skip was one of the very first sponsors of the Dave Glover Show back in 2000.
No one had idea what it was. And,
yeah.
And the rep was just said, it's going to be pretty funny. I think you. And it was, no offense, but it was fairly cheap.
Yeah, well, I bet it was. What did they pay you?
Yeah, it was a total unknown, and it ramped up pretty quick.
Pretty quick.
Yeah, it ramped up quick, and man, it's just been, you know, and I wasn't, quote unquote, a part of the show back then, but it didn't take too long to be a little bit more of a part, and then a big part.
Yeah.
And at one time, I mean, there was a couple times I was coming in like three or four times a week. Sometimes.
I know.
I remember.
Loved
it, man. It was great.
Yeah.
It was great. I wish I could do that now, you know.
Yeah, the show really has changed and matured in its own immature kind of way. But back in those days, it was like scorched earth, man.
Yeah,
it was just me and Turbrock. It was just me making Turbrock laugh.
Yeah, that's right.
That was the whole show.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I mean, some of the funniest stuff was when people would call in and you would just, I think still the ones when you were acting like the screener.
Yes.
That was great.
Yes.
Those are the kind.
I could never do that now.
The number of times when I would pull over. Because I'd listen to it driving. I'd pull over because I would be afraid I'm not a safe driver laughing this hard.
Yeah. That was fun.
Not a safe driver.
We could play that bit. A lot of the bits we can't play. Yeah. Okay, Final Four, best school movies, Napoleon Dynamite versus School of Rock.
Dynamite.
School of Rock.
Dynamite.
Roger.
Oh, man, that's a tough one.
Just a beauty contest. I didn't even listen to the music.
I don't know. School of Rock is just so unique, so fun. I'm sticking with that, I guess.
All right. Fast Times at Ridgemont High versus Taps.
Oh, damn it.
Fast Times.
Taps. Fast Times.
Taps.
Back to Roger.
Oh, boy.
I'll stick with Fast Times.
Okay. All right. Fast Times versus School of Rock.
Fast Times.
School of Rock.
Fast Times.
School of Rock.
Oh, boy.
This is the Roger brand.
This is crazy.
Have we ever had this contested of a Sweet 16?
No.
I'm going to stick with, I'll stay with my choice of Fast Times. That's I like the classics most of the time. So.
Right.
Gnarly.
There you go.
I know that dude.
I really like this game. I'm tired of it, but I like this game because you feel like when you get to the end, it's earned its place.
We've accomplished something.
Yeah. You've accomplished something.
We literally just had a whole competition of championship rounds.
It's a legit battle. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. Okay.
Yeah, did not realize there would be this many like very good school movies until I started working on lists. Like, man,
oh, there's more too.
Stuff, yeah, there's more stuff too. Like, I love like Hoosiers.
Back to School.
Back to School. Lean on Me with Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of good ones. Ordinary People, another Timothy Dalton one that I just.
How about Robert Redford passing away?
Oh, yeah. This, yeah.
Bummer.
R.I.P.
He directed that, but wasn't in it. But yeah, that's
very I loved cool. him.
Yeah.
In everything.
Oh, everything.
The Sting and Butch Cassidy and the
Sundance
Kid. I mean,
ultimate baseball movie in The Natural.
Yes. No
because
question.
He could pull off the baseball stuff.
Yeah. He played.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you, Skip. Appreciate it, buddy.
No problem.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.